Let's look at Amos chapter 8 now. Thus has the Lord God showed to me, and behold, a basket of summer fruit. And he said, Amos, what see you? And I said, a basket of summer fruit. Then said the Lord to me, the end is come upon my people of Israel. I will not again pass by them anymore. And the songs of the temple shall be howlings in that day, says the Lord. And there shall be many dead bodies in every place. They shall cast them forth with silence. Now Amos had prophesied and prophesied and prophesied to the king and to the priests. And then he interceded and said, well, Lord, don't send your judgments because you repent. Jacob's just so small. And finally, the Lord has said, I'm not going to repent. Even if they repent, I will not withhold my judgments. And destruction is coming. The sword is coming. The wages of sin is death. Hear this, O you that swallow up the needy. Okay, this is the indictment. Even to make the poor of the land to fail. Saying, when will the new moon be gone, that we may sell corn, and the Sabbath, that we may set forth wheat, making the ephah small? So they were violating God's feast days, the new moon, the Sabbath, by selling, that we may set forth wheat, making the ephah small, and the shekel great, and just weights and balances. They're changing the price of the food, and they're overinflating the value of the shekel. Sounds like today. And falsifying the balances by deceit. And I want to tell you, the deceit in order to sell you something or get something, or it's just way out of order. There's nothing new under the sun. That we may buy the poor for silver, and the needy for a pair of shoes, yea, and sell the refuse of the wheat. So here, those who have the power over these issues, they're buying the poor. In other words, they're debasing the values in order to exploit the poor and the needy and drive them into the ground. And they sell the refuse of the wheat, the leftovers, the stuff that you would barely even use for anything. The quality is down. Surely, the Lord has sworn by the excellency of Jacob, verse 7, surely I will never forget any of their works. Shall not the land tremble for this, and everyone mourn that dwells therein? And it shall rise up holy as a flood, and it shall be cast out and drowned as by the flood of Egypt. And it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in the clear day, and I will turn your feast into mourning, and all your songs into lamentations, and I will bring up sackcloth upon all loins and baldness upon every head. And I will make it as the morning of an only son, and thereof as the bitter day. So these are days that God is going to send mourning and lamentation and bitterness. No more. There's no more joy in the land because these things come from God, and his people did not repent and turn back to God. They didn't repent. They justified themselves. The MSI and Jeroboam, don't prophesy here to the leaders. Don't prophesy here to the kings, to the priest at Bethel. We're the Lord's over this. We don't want to hear what you have to say. Because seeing, they don't perceive. Hearing, they don't understand. Lest they should repent and I should heal them. Isaiah 6. Behold, the days set. Come, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor thirsty for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east, and they shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. In that day shall the fair virgins and young men faint for thirst. They that swear by the sin of Samaria and say, your God, O Dan, lives. Remember that? That's the golden calf. They worship the stock markets or their portfolios or whatever controls them in their heart. And the name of Beersheba lives. Even they shall fall and never rise up again.